Hey everyone, and welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio, a powerful and inspiring podcast set to revolutionize and disrupt healthcare. It's time to put you in the driver's seat and be the force of change necessary for the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hello out there, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in again to Unconventional Wellness Radio. I'm Frank Ritz. I'm a certified physician assistant, but more so I'm here because I want to help you achieve the health and wellness that you need in 2019 and beyond. And surprisingly, I am actually very happily surprised to see that our podcast is beginning to really reach a lot of folks. I have noticed that we are increasing fairly drastically in the amount of listeners that we have. So I love seeing that. And I love, if you are listening to this podcast, consider subscribing, because I would love to be your mentor and even just a coach and just a friend to be able to help you achieve the wellness that you have always wanted. There is so much information out there these days that we just almost don't even understand where to start. I like to call it analysis paralysis. And we'll hop online and we'll see some really great topics. Maybe we're scrolling through Facebook at a time and we'll see something that catches our attention about something that hits a pain point, right? So like whether that be weight loss or whether that be, you want to have a more healthy system, you want to detoxify, you just really want to help with your mental conditions and things like that, and you just don't know where to start. So that's what this podcast is going to attempt to achieve in your lives, is that I'm going to provide as much information as I possibly can about these topics that are starting to become pretty well researched. And I would love to even talk about ones that are not so well researched at all, in order to be able to give some insight and some feedback about things that I've been able to do on my life and inside of my area of wellness, in order to be able to really make some drastic and improvement type changes to my entire lifestyle. Now, if you don't know about the history of me, I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and you can check that out on our previous episodes. But the podcast that I did was about my story. And I talked about how I went into the military actually about 15 years ago. I'm a medically retired service disabled veteran of the U.S. Army. And I went into the military about 15 years ago, and I definitely did not come out the same person. I remember I was a happy-go-lucky person, didn't seem to have a care in the world, and also was in really kind of peak physical condition. I mean, I was in really great shape. Now, during my time in service, which I would not share or ever try to take that away, I would go back and rejoin if I could, because I loved it so much. But coming out of it, I definitely was not the same person. And so I have had to struggle through a lot of things, both physical and mental health issues, that I have really worked with my wife and really worked with a lot of the information that I've been able to uncover to be able to have the type of lifestyle that I've always wanted. And I can sit here and I could tell you, I am not one that is taking any type of medications right now. And I use a lot of different natural things in order to be able to combat a lot of the issues that a lot of us Americans and beyond unfortunately have in our rapidly evolving and technological saturated environment in which we live today. But our environment has changed, but we have not. So that would mean that we have to look at different aspects of our life in order to be able to see how can we still or return back to the original way that our body was in fact designed. We are starting to uncover some really amazing understanding of genetics. And we're finding out one of the most basic research articles that I remember reading in recent history was about a couple of rats that had, they were twins, and they were exactly genetically identical, but in a laboratory, one of them was overweight, obese, had lots of complications and chronic health concerns, and the other one was completely healthy. And what researchers were able to find out, there was a lot of data to talk about, but essentially, it was the environment in which the rats were exposed to that changed their health. And so I would offer to you that we've had the same similar body for thousands of years. The question is what have we been doing in terms of our environment that has been changed that has caused health concerns of today? And so I want to uncover and unpackage what I believe to be the core four, the four things that we could grab a hold of that should be able to change their life the way that they've been able to change mine. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to cycle through and talk about different ways of nutrition and diet. We're going to talk about movement and exercise. We're going to talk about sleep and reduction of stress. And then we'll finish it out with talking about how to detoxify your life, especially being able to detoxify it both physically, mentally, socially. We're going to talk about all of those different ways. And so I'm developing a program right now called Unconventional Wellness, which is, of course, shares the same name as this podcast. And I am going to help you by giving you pieces to a large puzzle that I am going to try to inspire you to put that puzzle together in order to be able to have the health and the lifestyle that you have always dreamed about but have never been able to achieve. And so today on this podcast, what I want to talk about is just simply that, another puzzle piece. And the puzzle piece that I want to describe to you is something that I haven't talked about on this podcast yet. And that is the use of herbals and essential oils. I have a large amount of time that I have devoted to the understanding of these very volatile and very wonderful compounds that we have. Matter of fact, one of the things that I found out about in the last 3 to 5 years is that over 200 to 300 of our modern day medications actually have as their backbone a plant. Now, I believe that our plant has been blessed with all of the things that we could ever possibly need in order to be able to have a very healthy lifestyle. I don't think that we were left medicineless on this planet whatsoever. I think that a lot of the medicines that we have their faults in them due to the fact that they are made by human beings. So when we look at nature, though, nature is essentially perfect. I have seen so many different compounds that have come out of nature that do a remarkable job of balancing the body in such a way that we can achieve optimal health. And so I have studied, along with my wife, a great deal of information about these different types of naturally occurring substances that are on our planet Earth. As a sustainable farmer as well in North Carolina, I also try to incorporate as much natural living as I can around our entire homestead. And so that means that all of my little 2- and 4-legged animals end up getting a lot of the very same things that we also utilize every single day, because if we have healthy animals around us, some of these animals are being raised for food. And so therefore we understand that by raising these animals in the most healthy way that we possibly can, that we in turn are going to be able to benefit and honor those animals when we use them as food as well. And we love knowing what particular things are going on every single day, every single hour in our animals' lives in order to have that type of lifestyle that we've always wanted. So with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about essential oils and herbs today. Well, if you don't understand what essential oils are, that's probably a really great spot for us to start, right? So essential oils are volatile compounds. They are actually present already on different plants, herbs, grasses, and everything like that that grows out inside of nature. And these volatile compounds are specifically created by the plants in order to provide a couple of different types of functions. These functions can range from keeping would-be predators off of them. So like certain different types of essential oils might be created by a plant to attract or have different types of insects that might become threats to the plant to remove them or attract them as necessary. One being lemongrass. Lemongrass in particular is a really great, pleasant aroma, and it actually is a queen attractant. I have used lemongrass in my bees, I have a small apiary, and we've used lemongrass with our bees, and it does a really wonderful job of attracting bees. So that smell, that essential oil that lemongrass gives off, can actually attract pollinators and things like that to the plant in order to help propagate that particular species. Essential oils can also provide some form of identification, okay? So it's like it's a certain type of smell that will allow other, environmental things to understand, like, hi, I'm here, I'm Rose. And so essential oils are created by the plant for different types of reasons. Lastly, they also can be created for protective reasons. And the same viruses and bacteria and things like that that are out there that are threats to us, the plants, there are threats to them as well. And so they can create these essential oils to help ward off those environmental threats in order to be able to have the plant be able to stay healthy. And so what does that mean for us? Well, if we harness the power of these essential oils that are created out in nature, then essentially we could benefit from the use of those essential oils. And so then the next question is, well, what type of essential oils are actually good? Now, I'm going to remain brand neutral. I mean, we are representatives of a certain brand, but by all means, what I recommend to you is that you go and do your research and have your due diligence to determine what essential oils are therapeutic grade and what essential oils are not. Because especially in this day and age, there is a lot of duplication. You can go out and purchase essential oils really from any means, whether it be online or in a brick and mortar store. And I would caution you because a lot of those actually, in fact, have a lot of fillers and a lot of synthetics that may, in fact, be harmful to you if you use them over the course of a long period of time. So make sure that you do your research, find an essential oil, brand, if you will, or find an essential oil company or find an essential oil manufacturer that you know is going to be very good and is going to actually be useful and beneficial to your lives. And so I want to ensure that, you know, when you consider essential oil use, that we want to do a lot more harm. Or excuse me, I say that wrong, of course. We want to do a lot more good than we want to do harm. And so make sure that you do your research. So essential oils can be used in a couple of different ways on the body. Essential oils can be used aromatically. Essential oils can be used topically. And then in some scopes of practice, they can be considered used for internalization. There's two main ways and main schools of thought when it comes to essential oil use, and that is the British version and the French version. The British version and the French version are essentially the same, minus the fact that the British version does not incorporate internal use. And that's why I say to make sure that you use an essential oil that you know is going to be safe if you were considering to use it internally. So with that being said, essential oils have been used for hundreds of years. The essential oils in an aromatic way means that they are being diffused or pushed out into the air. Our limbic system and our olfactory system, which is our sense of smell, works directly with the limbic system to allow that particular essential oil to be able to service every cell inside of our body through the use of the sense of smell. Essential oils are very volatile compounds, and they have often many different constituents inside of them that give off particular types of smells. If I was to put peppermint essential oil in front of you, you would know that it was peppermint because likely you've been exposed to peppermint essential oil or peppermint itself, and you know what the smell is. Well, that is a particular type of substance that is inside of that peppermint that gives it that aroma, and it gives it that profile that you can recognize. So aromatherapy seeks to use that. It seeks to use the aromas of the volatile compounds that are inside of the essential oil, push those out into the air in order for you to be able to reap the benefit of that. Let me give you a quick example of how the limbic system works. The limbic system is in our primitive brain. It is the portion of our brain that helps us create memories. It's also some other functions in it. It also helps, awake us during the mornings. It helps us with the sense of fear. It has a lot of those emotional components to it. But it is really also utilized for the function of creation of memories and also the extraction of the data from those memories. This is what I mean. My limbic system has been trained with the smell of fresh cut grass. By the olfactory system that is hardwired into the limbic system, I recognize fresh cut grass. By the recognizing of that fresh cut grass, my body has created a memory that it understands what fresh cut grass smells like. And then my memory is of when I was playing high school football. I remember every Friday that I would have a high school football game, and now every time I smell fresh cut grass, it immediately triggers me to remembering football on a Friday night. And so that is the type of power that the limbic system actually has in memories. And so I just want you to understand that every time, both good and bad, memories can be actually triggered, if you will, by a particular aroma. And there, with that also being said, there are certain aromas that we find to be foul, or we may have a memory that was bad and negative, and so we want to avoid that type of smell as well. There's a lot of new research being done on the olfactory system and the limbic system and the rest of the body to let us know that essential oils can, in fact, influence cells of our body, every single cell of our body. So pretty amazing, the ability of the sense of smell and the aromatherapy of essential oils. And I use those as a quick fix as well. If I'm feeling a certain type of emotion, I reach for various essential oils and essential oil blends that I know that are going to change or can have a very good positive influence on that particular emotion. So if I'm feeling down or I'm feeling, a sense of anxiousness or something like that, I know that I can reach for different essential oils and be able to help counterbalance that in my body and be able to do something about those emotions and take charge of my emotions. And I love that because of the aromatherapy and the aroma ability of an essential oil. Moving on now to topical use. So topical use is going to be something that we consider when we want to use something point specific. So say there's a particular spot on my leg that, needs some attention, or there's a blemish on my face that I think needs attention. Or to be honest with you, I just want to simply work on removing some wrinkles around my eyes or flattening out some wrinkles around my eyes. Well, there's essential oils that can help with that as well. And so topical use is one of the most easy ways of getting into essential oil use, and it works really well. Now, the good news about essential oils is that they can actually permeate through the skin, because oil likes oil and oil dissolves, or like dissolves like. It's a very old chemistry concept that we knew about in high school. Well, when we do that, there is some absorption of that essential oil into your body, and it also can help in that localized and then even a little bit in the systemic way as well. And so topical is a very good way to use essential oils yet again. Lastly, if you have an essential oil, like I said, use caution and make sure that your essential oil is specifically tested and certified to be used in an internal method. You can consider internalizing essential oils as well. And that could be something as simple as, what I utilize every single morning is some frankincense. I love frankincense, and I put a couple of drops underneath my tongue because frankincense has shown some really great promise. It has been researched that it actually can help service the cells of the body, in the sense that there is one particular way that essential oils, or excuse me, that frankincense helps, and that is with the reparation of damaged DNA. So our DNA can be damaged by a bunch of different endogenous or on the inside or exogenous ways, which are on the outside. It could be damage. And so therefore, I love to know that I am doing something positive for those cells in order to help them recover and recuperate. And if they don't do that, then what frankincense and some other essential oils can in fact do is help the body understand this concept called programmed cell death, which is known as apoptosis. And those cells that are actually beyond repair can in fact commit cellular suicide and be replaced with a fresh healthy cell and really keep the body at the optimal health that it needs. So those are the three different ways to utilize essential oils today, making sure that you keep caution that if you're going to consider using internally, that you use high quality essential oils. So we've got aromatherapy or aroma or smell, whatever you would like to call it. We have a topical use, and then we also have an internal use as well for those essential oils that we have found out that are safe for utilizing them that way. And so I've been able to utilize these essential oils and those three methods throughout the last, I'd say probably 5 to 8 years. My wife was the one that introduced me to essential oils. And yes, as a medical provider, I was like, what is this all about? Get these snake oils away from me. This is crazy. And so I have been an absolute change my mind. I just simply started off with an open mind, and then I noticed that the health and the wellness of my family improved. I noticed that the health and wellness of myself improved, and I noticed that a lot of my symptoms of different things were starting to really subside. You know, now granted, essential oils are not it, guys. These are not, essential oils are not intended to be the replacement, if you will, for medicine or good therapies coming from your physician. I mean, you know, I probably should have started with this disclaimer at the beginning, but the disclaimer is that if you're going to consider utilizing anything like this, talk to your physician first, right? But I'm not, you know, I'm also, with that being said, I'm not diagnosing or treating or preventing or curing anything. I'm just simply trying to provide some information of things that have worked with me. This is my personal testimony. Yes, I might be a provider, but to be honest with you, I haven't had to practice for years now because I've been in the arena of trying to help folks with their health and wellness now. And so, with that being said, I have just noticed a very large change in my body in terms of, you know, my great nutritional pathways that I've been trying to follow as closely as I possibly can, with getting great sleep, with detoxifying my body, and with the utilization of exercise and things like that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm actually not feeling the age that I am. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm definitely seasoned, but I do not feel the age that I currently am. I actually still feel like I'm in my late teens. Now, some days are a little different than others, and sometimes I feel my age, but honestly, I'll knock on some wood here. I am pretty healthy now, so I really want to make sure, though, that I don't feel my age as many days of the week that I possibly can, right? So I really just wanted to see if I could do something that was positive for myself. And like I said, with the utilization of these essential oils, I have been able to actually achieve that. Once again, though, remember I said that this is a small puzzle piece for the otherwise larger puzzle that makes up you. And so I definitely do not want anyone to imagine that this is the magic bullet or the magic pill, right? The other thing that we have utilized is I've used a lot more herbs in my life. I've noticed that, well, first of all, my wife became an herbalist. She went back to school and studied really hard on this. It was actually like a year or two that it took her to finally, quote unquote, graduate and got her good letter of little certification, if you will. But honestly, the amount of information that she had learned about these herbs is like just really catapulted this entire family again into another new arena of being able to really be healthy. I have learned about herbs that are absolutely not an essential oil form right now. And so utilizing these herbs has just been revolutionary for my health as well. I now, you know, have essential oil of turmeric, but before, you know, not even just but a couple of months ago, I did not know about the benefits of turmeric as much as I honestly did when it was being used. It is the major component of turmeric. I mean, just Google it, guys. Google turmeric and look at all of the benefits to turmeric.
turmeric actually has. Turmeric's main constituent is something called curcumin, which is C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. And the interesting part is that it actually only comprises about 3% of the overall portion of what makes up turmeric or makes turmeric turmeric. And the curcumin is hugely helpful to the body. It does an amazing job of really promoting what I like to call the appropriate inflammatory response. Because when we think about inflammatory response, too little or too much of a thing is bad for the body, right? Would you agree with me on that? So like if you have too little of something, that can cause a deficiency, that can cause a problem. If you have too much of something, it's an excess, and that can also cause a problem. So our bodies are designed to be in a happy medium. And so what I really enjoy is being able to utilize turmeric in my daily regimen in order to be able to have the appropriate amount of inflammation. I still exercise. Exercise is something that is going to cause inflammation, right? You are specifically told by personal trainers, by physicians, by everybody, you want to make it hard enough. There are some different principles that are involved in actually having a good, solid exercise regimen. But let's face it, the purpose is to actually make yourself a little on the sore side. That means you actually tried hard during your exercise, right? We don't want to be overly sore, but a good amount of soreness is actually not a bad thing. It lets us know that we did something right. Well, with that being said, those are all inflammatory markers in the body. Those let you know that something has been done that is damage and or cause some tissue to respond to say, hey, there's something not going on right here. Well, I love turmeric because I have used turmeric to ensure that I have the appropriate inflammatory response in order to be able to help with my status quo, if you will. Like, so foundationally, I like to use turmeric in my bulletproof coffee in the morning. I'll use it by kind of like really just grating it over different things, like salads and stuff like that. I use it in smoothies. I like to use it all over because I just love the benefits that it has and being able to really help the inflammation in my body. So look for turmeric. Some of the other herbs that I like just didn't realize is that I love the full spectrum flavor of different types of herbs in certain things like our cooking, right? So like, yeah, I can use the essential oil, rosemary, or thyme to flavor the foods, but really cooking with an essential herb, or excuse me, with an essential oil is not recommended. Essential oils are volatile compounds. And usually when you add heat to an essential oil, it totally breaks it down. And it actually does not, in fact, have the therapeutic benefit that you could. So most of the time, if you do add essential oils to your foods and stuff like that, you want to add them there toward the end. Well, I like cooking with herbs. I like infusing flavors into things. So when I cook my steak, I like to cook it with rosemary and thyme, like a sprig of rosemary and a sprig of thyme, one or the other or both, in my steak in order to give it the flavor profile that I am looking for. So one of those with the steak, when I, Jackie and I, or my wife and I make, you know, bone broth and stuff like that, we love to put herbs all throughout that bone broth. And we use that, we make it inside of the Instant Pot, and it just gets so infused into the broth that it becomes such a nourishing and such a complete form of nutrition for us that it has been absolutely wonderful. And so I recommend to you that as well. We have some great, or Jackie has some great blog posts on the paleomama.com in order to be able to see her herbal bone broth recipes. They are phenomenal and they are absolutely kid approved. I mean, my daughter, my son, they love drinking them. We usually take a cupful of it and then add a little bit of lemon to it, add a little bit of salt to it, and the kids absolutely gobble it up. So and then, of course, it becomes the basis for soups. It becomes the basis for, we just made carnitas the other day, which what gives such a wonderful flavor to carnitas, which are essentially pork. It's a pork recipe dish. What essentially gives it the really wonderful flavor is a very rich and luxurious chicken broth. Absolutely brings out the natural flavors of that pork. And herbs also as well, because like, you know, We don't always eat meat every single meal, right? Like, we also like to eat on a budget, and we also like to make sure that we eat a vegan or even a vegetarian meal throughout the week. And so herbs are wonderful complements to put in a fresh salad in order to really get the full spectrum benefit of the herb as well. And that is probably one of the largest mirrored discussions that we should probably have, is why just essential oils or why just herbs? Well, I say let's use both, because when I look at an essential oil, I'm absolutely getting a lot of the constituents out of that essential oil, but there is something called an entourage effect, which my buddy Brooke and I just did our previous podcast 1 week ago. We talked about the entourage effect with hemp products. And the entourage effect is really awesome. It's all of these naturally occurring components inside of a non-processed plant that will actually give, it's shown to improve biological activity of that particular plant inside of our body. And so I love to utilize the essential oils when I need something quick, when I know that I need something that is already ready for me, and I have particular reasons why, like, you know, to balance my emotions or other reasons. But I love having that full spectrum complement of those herbs, because I am getting the benefit of all of those working together in harmony the way that it was designed in nature. Remember, I said nature is pretty perfect in its design. And why should I go about really not trying to harness that perfection in order to be able to put that into my body as well? So I love the unprocessed version of herbs and utilizing those in culinary things. We make poultices with them. We make salves with them. And a lot of these different things we have definitely shared on that website, thepaleomama.com, in order for you guys to be able to harness that as well. And so, like I said, I finished where I started. I want you guys to understand that there are answers out there. There is abilities for you out there, and that all you have to do is just have somebody set them down in front of you and explain. So this podcast is wonderful. I love doing this podcast because I'm taking the decades worth of experience that I have had through my own self. I would love to be your guinea pig and be able to help you with achieving whatever health goals that you could even possibly imagine for 2019. And so please like, subscribe, leave me a review. Let me know that what we're talking about is wonderful. I'm going to be bringing on different physicians and physician assistants and other healthcare providers on this podcast, because we want to bring you all the information that we possibly can to make sure that you are getting all of the information that you deserve, so you can make really wonderful choices for your health in 2019 and beyond. And so, like I said, please subscribe, please give us a comment, a review, anything like that. And we cannot wait to see you again on Unconventional Wellness Radio, here on Apple and Podbean and all these other different places, including Spotify. We cannot wait to see you on our next podcast. Take care, everybody, and have an absolutely wonderful day.